AM 910 WJCW Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his pet Puri.
AM 910 WJCW Carl and Eric with you, joining in this morning. Dr. Dean Baird right here from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion of the program. The show is called Pet Puri. It's Dr. Dean's program for pet owners filled with great advice for making sure that we keep our pets happy and healthy. Good morning, Dr. Dean.
Morning, Carl and Alec.
Now, there you go. There was a definitive good morning right there from the doctor himself.
Well, I got the names right, and I said good morning, so I've started it.
Okay, the week's off to a good
correctly,
start.
Correctly, at least thus far.
So here we are on this Monday morning. What you got
for
us?
So what was our temperature yesterday? Y'all know.
The high?
Yeah,
I would say it's probably about 32.
35 or something. Yeah. You know what the high was a week ago yesterday?
Yeah, it was
74.
84.
The highest it had ever been in November, according to the meteorologist.
That's crazy.
A week apart, the high temperature was differed by 50 degrees.
Yeah. So what do you make of that?
It was hot then, and it's cold now.
Moving forward. From
that's why they call him Dr. Dean Baird.
So that's right. A lead-in for something.
All right.
A few weeks ago, or months ago, it all runs together now. We spent a few shows talking about urinary problems.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. One of them that we talked about that I'm going to talk about again was in male cats being obstructed and not being able to urinate. Do y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody else remembers it. I want to revisit it. And the reason that I said what I did about the temperature was I don't really know that we know for sure all of the epidemiology involved, but this is something that can happen any time, but it seems like the instance goes up in winter. And that's what made me think of it. Maybe it has to do with the amount of water that cats drink. They're not really big water drinkers anyway. Now, to be fair about it, some people feed moist cat food, and that's a water source.
Mm-hmm.
But as it seems like there are more cats now eating dry diets than there used to be.
Probably convenience by the owners.
Well, that's one thing. Another thing is these prescription diets that we've got for cats are a lot easier to maintain and less expensive if they're dry, if the cat eats dry.
Okay, interesting.
Now, there is this argument, which is probably valid, that in some ways moist diets may be more like a natural diet for cats because cats are obligate carnivores, which mean in the wild they would kill and eat rodents and birds and that kind of thing, which of course are going to be high in water because they're live prey, and they wouldn't be as likely to eat kibble. Well, they obviously wouldn't eat kibble food, but that's the difference.
I see your point. Yeah.
So I don't think anybody knows for sure how much that factors into the incidence of cats having trouble urinating when it's colder.
Hmm.
I think that's probably not as big a factor as the other things, which are, do they have crystals that accumulate and block their penis? That's the traditional thing that happens. But some cats don't have that happen. Some cats will become obstructed without any true recognizable mechanical obstruction, meaning we don't find crystals, we don't find a stone, but they still get obstructed.
They just can't pass urine.
Right. And the theory is that these cats have a problem because of inflammation in the bladder, which is related to stress and even other factors.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually get a functional obstruction because of the narrowing that occurs in the urethra because of the other factors, meaning it narrows because of what happens with the urethra itself as opposed to something getting in the lumen and blocking it.
Okay. All right. So
kind of like what we think about with asthma. You know, the reason that people and animals, cats in particular, have trouble breathing and can die with asthma is the bronchioles can swell so much that the air won't move through.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing obstructing. There's nothing in the open area of the bronchiole. It's the bronchiole itself narrows down and the air just can't.
Sort of like the wall of it.
I've had a breathing test for that. And what they're doing, they're trying to see how well you can exhale.
Sure.
Because the problem with asthma is that you can't get air out.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning
mm-hmm.
when everything swells up, you can't get the air out. So then you can't get more air in.
And that's what they're measuring when you're in the hospital or the doctor's office when you blow in the little thing.
They're trying to see if you have the ability to do it. So that's a different disease, but it's a somewhat of a rough comparison of what can happen, we think, with cats that have trouble with urethra but don't have a physical obstruction in the lumen of the urethra.
Okay.
It ends up causing the same problem, which is that the cat can't urinate, and that's a medical emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen is if they can't urinate, and this would be true of a person or anybody else, then the urine builds up in the bladder, think about the anatomy. The urine comes into the bladder. We're going to go backwards here from the kidneys, because the kidneys make urine, and then the ureters take the urine into the bladder.
That's the pipes.
Those are the pipes. Two pipes from the kidneys into the bladder, one pipe from the bladder out to pee.
Right.
That's kind of how it works, like a funnel type deal. And then that puts pressure of fluid into the ureters back into the kidneys, and actually will prevent things that the kidney's supposed to get rid of, such as urea, creatinine, from getting out and cause those levels to go up in the blood. So if you do blood work on a cat, and I assume this will be true of a person that had a urinary obstruction and had been obstructed long enough, they're going to have an elevated BUN and creatinine, because even though the kidneys may be working, that stuff's staying in the body and it's not getting out.
And
it's going to make them sick. Now, the other, which is a big deal, the other big deal is the bladder can rupture, which I've seen.
Wow.
And that's not fun.
I would think.
Because then you've got a cat that's got a urethral obstruction, meaning they can't get urine out through the urethra anyway. And now the bladder's ruptured, so you got to do surgery and sew the bladder up.
And clean the
and try to get them catheterized so that you can get the urine out through the urethra. So you can see how really, I don't want to say quickly, easily, I should say, this can turn from a minor problem into a huge one, meaning that you've got a majorly sick cat with a now a pretty kind of semi-major surgery problem that you got to deal with. So that hopefully you can avoid getting to that point, because the reason I'm making such a big deal out of it is for cat people to realize that if they have a male cat and the male cat, first of all, is not producing as much urine as it normally would, that's a sign something's going on.
Right.
But if it's still peeing okay, maybe it's just not getting as much water. But what they'll typically do is they'll sit in the litter box and strain, and you don't know whether they're straining the poop or they're straining the pee. But if it's a male cat, you need to assume they're straining the pee, because that's the worst problem of the two. Unless you know you've got a cat that's been constipated before.
Okay.
Constipation is a big problem in cats. It's more of a problem in older cats. Maybe we ought to talk about constipation sometime, but for the purpose of what I'm speaking about today, the urinary thing is the bigger elephant in the living room. So the point is, if you see the cat straining to pee, and if you're not sure, most of the time those cats will have feces in the litter box but no pee. Well, that answers your question.
Wow.
So you know. You know, they're getting one out but not the other. Then you need to get them checked.
Yeah.
As soon as possible, because of the risk that I said that you can get with increased urinary creatinine because they're obstructed, or even in the worst case scenario, a bladder rupture. And then what's going to happen then is, if they are truly obstructed, and the reason I said if is that some cats that get urinary tract infections will urinate real frequently and their bladder stays empty because they think they got to pee all the time, and they're not obstructed.
Okay.
They're just little spots of urine all the time. But you can have little spots of urine because they can't get it out, and you can have little spots of urine because the bladder is empty. Unless you get somebody to check the bladder, you don't know which it is.
Right.
Okay.
This microphone is something that I
It's jumping at you. I noticed
y'all
that.
Know it, y'all need to anesthetize it.
That's your side, Doc, not ours. Anyway, though, you're talking about the fact of, you know, that this buildup occurs and can be fatal. I mean, you were talking.
It can be. So what we do is if they have a full bladder in the, and you can't express it, you know, manual, you can, not you, but a veterinarian can express the bladder of a cat if it's working properly and get urine out. If you can't, then you've got to anesthetize and put a catheter in them. And there begins the trudgery toward getting where you need to be at, doing the urinalysis to see if they've got crystals, taking the catheter out, making sure they can pee when you take it out.
Does the catheter usually solve the problem?
Usually, but there are cases where we see cats that we have to repeatedly catheterize because there are problems in the urethra that can't be fixed, and they eventually end up having to have surgery where you actually amputate the penis and change the anatomy basically like it would be a female cat, meaning you amputate the penis of a cat is much more narrow than the urethra of a female cat. It's just made that way. And if you remove it all the way up to the pelvis, and then open that area up so that the only urethra left is between the pelvis and the bladder, then if the diameter is bigger, and they can usually urinate much better.
That's an extreme solution.
It's a big deal to do, but there are cats that have to have it done.
Understood. Now, you focus mainly cats on this Other animals, dogs,
these things can occur in other animals, but by far this is more common in cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only done one urethral surgery on a dog in my life because you can get stones in dogs, bladder stones that can cause a problem, and that happens occasionally. But it's in cats. First of all, they're real small. The urethra is real small. And whereas if dogs get crystals, they just pee them out because everything's bigger.
Right.
But if cats get them, they can actually clog it up like accumulation of sand.
Okay.
It doesn't take a lot to do it, you know, because they're just a 2 or 3 millimeter diameter of the urethra. So that it's just a lot bigger problem in cats.
Wow. Okay.
Way above dogs.
Yeah. Great. It seems like it's one of those things that am I correct in assuming that mainly in male cats?
Oh, yeah. Male cats. I may have seen an obstructed female cat, don't remember for sure, because of what I said about the diameter of the urethra in the female. They've only got a pelvic urethra. Once it gets out to blow the anus, that's it. But in cats, you know, that's actually where the penis begins, so then you got that narrow area for the urine to come out of. So you're right, Alec. It's essentially a male cat problem. Now, female cats can get urinary tract disease and infections and inflammation and have to be treated, but obstruction would be really rare in a female.
Okay.
Interesting. Very good. Dr. Dean Baird joins us every Monday from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital at his clinic. It's open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and located in Boone's Creek Community. Doctor, folks want to get in touch with you or make an appointment. What number do they call?
282-3771.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week.